Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave. Welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years since 1992. 25 years of customer care and quality nutritional supplements. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health one step at a time. Our topic today is liver health. And joining us in the studio is Dr. Brock McGregor. In 2012, Dr. McGregor returned to his hometown Chatham to practice naturopathic medicine after interning at the Robert Shad Naturopathic Clinic in Toronto and the Canadian Clinic of Integrative Medicine in Windsor. Dr. McGregor has a general practice with special interest in sports medicine and cancer therapy. Good morning, Dr. Brock, and welcome back to Insights for Health.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to talk about the liver, and man, what a magnificent piece of biology. I mean, the liver seems to perform, 500 functions in the body?
Yeah, and we discover sort of more and more interconnections with liver function and other body systems, it seems, all the time.
And they say it's the largest organ in the body. But it's not just an organ, it's what, also a gland?
Yeah, so when we use the term gland, we are referring to something that has endocrine function, so any tissue that produces a hormone. So we know that the liver produces a few hormones, usually to do with production of blood, but probably more important than just its endocrine function is the way it influences the endocrine system. So we use our liver to excrete and get rid of all the other hormones in our body. So when we're looking at fluctuating hormone levels or changes in endogenous hormone levels, although the liver may not be producing those hormones, it's often responsible for the levels of those hormones.
So as a gland, then, what does it do?
So it excretes a few different products. So hormones, things that act on other tissues, and essentially those are generally acting on tissues that are going to produce blood cells. So when we're producing platelets or when we're making different types of blood cells, that's generally in response to endocrine function from the liver.
Okay, so then as the gland, so it's doing this secreting, mm-hmm. the secretory or endocrine, so the difference between those two then is what?
Between
the
endocrine and exocrine function?
Yeah.
So an endocrine function is when it's doing something to influence other tissues, and so that's happening within the body. When it's doing the excreting part, we're actually looking at things that we're trying to get rid of from the body.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
That's that sort of bile function and getting things rid of that route.
And so one of those 500 functions is the production of proteins.
Yep.
So what's going on there?
So the liver is the site of a lot of metabolic function. So when we're putting together amino acids to form proteins, we do that in a lot of different tissues, but the liver is an area where a lot of that's going on. Some of that function, when it's moving amino acids around, is in response to changing other substances that are in our body into sort of an inert, less dangerous form. And actually for some pharmaceuticals, some natural health products, you actually need that first step of a liver process to activate the constituents. So it's got sort of a dual role there, where it's both activating some chemicals and conjugating to make them inactive and able to be excreted.
So one set of proteins that it makes is what they call the lipoproteins.
Yes.
And I guess anybody looking after their cholesterol is going to be familiar with LDL and HDL.
Yeah.
So that's the low density lipoproteins.
And high density
lipoproteins.
Yep.
So what's that doing for us?
So essentially, those are the molecules we associate with cholesterol. So they're in our bloodstream floating around picking up cholesterol molecules. When we look at the differences between those two, between LDL and HDL, that really stratifies risk. So HDL is a smaller protein, it's harder, and it's less likely to oxidize, so it's actually good for you. So you want a higher HDL. LDL and even VLDL, which is very low density lipoprotein, they're fluffier, so they're bigger, they're less compact, and they're more likely to be oxidized. When they're oxidized, that's when we when we find those oxidative damages, things like arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis, that's a process of inflammation of those VLDLs and LDLs that leads to increased cardiovascular risk.
But the LDL and the HDL, that's not cholesterol, is it?
No, so that's the protein component, and then they bond to cholesterol.
And they move them around the body. They move the cholesterol around the body.
Yeah, and you use cholesterol for different body functions. You make hormones with cholesterol. It's part of cell membranes. So it's a requirement in our body. It has a function, certainly. But over the years, we've looked at certain types of cholesterol and tried to monitor risk based on those cholesterol levels. Our understanding of that has changed a lot. I mean, we used to think that cholesterol levels were related to primarily eating animal products, to eating things with cholesterol in them. But what we know is that the liver is actually producing, 80% of that cholesterol.
Yeah.
So it's not that, we're eating cholesterol in our food products and elevating cholesterol circulating levels. It's usually that we're producing more in our liver, whether that's a genetic issue or more than likely it's related to increased sugar intake or poor lifestyle habits.
So cholesterol is a good thing.
It can be, yeah. So it's anything in your body.
It's intended
to
be a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you look at anything in your body, too much of one hormone or too little of a hormone is bad. Cholesterol serves a function when it's working properly. And there's some information out there that might say that it's dangerous when it's not functioning properly. So when we're not treating our bodies the way we should, or when we're doing things that elevate risk.
So it's important for cell repair.
Yes. Yeah, so you need it to, probably one of the most important things is you need it to make hormones. And we know how important those are when we look at overall health and how people are feeling on a daily basis. If we've got hormonal disruption or hormonal dysregulation, you're going to run into energy issues, libido issues, muscle growth issues, all those types of things.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, how does it get out of balance then? I mean, if it's important, the liver's making 80% of it. Even if we ate nothing with cholesterol in it,
we're still going to have
cholesterol.
Yeah.
So where does it go sideways?
So usually it's going sideways. We think based on high glycemic index foods or high intake of sugar-containing foods. So we know that we get
sugar again.
Yeah, we get this elevated insulin response. The liver starts to have to work at storing glycogen, so storing sugar as a larger molecule that remains in the liver or in muscle tissue. And it's working pretty hard, and that generally is when we start to see those elevations in the bad cholesterol, when we're pre-diabetic or moving into criteria for diabetes.
You'll hear people being prescribed statins. Now, what is a statin?
So a statin is actually working on that process that your liver is making cholesterol. So there's an enzyme called HMGA coreductase, and that is the enzyme that is making cholesterol. So a statin drug actually blocks that. So they're called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. However, that enzyme isn't just making cholesterol, so it's also involved in production of coenzyme Q10. And that's something that we know is important in a number of different body functions, plays a role actually in itself in cardiovascular risk reduction, plays a role in cellular energy. So it's a pretty important molecule, and if we're not careful with the way we modify its production, we can get some health issues as well.
So there is a side effect to statins then.
Yeah, yeah. And we do, we see that as a sort of a recognized fact now, and you will see often recommendations of supplementing CoQ10 when someone is on a statin and using CoQ10 to mitigate some of those side effects the statin might have for them.
So another function of the liver is the production of enzymes. So there's coenzyme Q10, but there's a lot of other enzymes going on too, isn't there?
Oh yeah, so there's a whole host of enzymes, and really enzymes, their function in the body is as sort of metabolic mediators. So they're what our body uses to carry out and facilitate all these different metabolic processes. So when we're looking at enzyme production, again, it's important that we're at a normal level of enzyme production, or you're going to start to see pathologies. And sort of importantly as well, the liver is part of the digestive system. So when we're looking at that enzyme production, the liver's making bile, which is both functions as a way to excrete waste and can help with digestion. So it's important to have good liver function, so to speak, if we're going to adequately digest fats and get those fat-soluble vitamins and have functioning digestion.
So CoQ10 again, it's isn't typically the largest concentration of that in the heart?
Yeah, so in cardiac tissue, yeah. So you'll see.
So if that's being blocked by a statin, mm-hmm. there again, I mean, it's you have your enzymic functions, yeah. yes, but then it's also affecting the heart as well.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the function of CoQ10, when we're using it for other health conditions, we're actually using it to lower blood pressure often, or for cardiac health as an antioxidant. So when you start to untangle that web of what a very narrow intervention is doing when we're trying to reduce just cholesterol, we're going to have other effects, and we need to be aware of that and make sure that we're treating appropriately so that people aren't showing signs of deficiency.
So there's natural ways of looking after cholesterol without using a prescribed medication.
So there certainly are, and we will see a huge impact on with lifestyle intervention.
Sure.
So when we're looking at elevated LDL or even elevated triglycerides, which is basically fat in your blood, when we put people on a Mediterranean diet, which you know is high in healthy fats, lots of fiber, lots of vegetables, you can see reductions in LDL, elevation in HDL. And more important than just looking at those numbers is you actually see cardiovascular risk reduction. So when we're thinking about what cholesterol is doing and what's happening with inflammatory mediators and this oxidation of cholesterol, you know, we can get caught up looking at these laboratory values and want to modify them. But at the end of the day, the reason we're doing it is to hopefully have an impact on cardiovascular risk. So when we kind of forget about all those lab numbers and we look at, okay, using a Mediterranean diet, the aspects of that that are important, and we see an actual cardiovascular risk reduction, at the end of the day, that's the outcome we want.
Very good. Any summarizing words here in our first segment? We're going to break for a commercial here in a few minutes.
Yeah, so when we're looking at liver function, it's important to really think about breadth. So no organ in the body, no system in the body is really on an island of its own.
Right.
And the liver is maybe one of those things that is really central to all other functions in the body. When we're looking at detoxification, when we're looking at digestion, when we're looking at blood sugar balance, the liver is going to play a role in all these things. So it's important that when you're thinking about how you know, be kind to your liver, it's more than just that straight classical liver enzyme function testing we're looking at. It's really a total health intervention.
So we really can't live without it.
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. So I've been talking with Dr. Brock McGregor, naturopathic doctor. We're going to break for a commercial, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation on liver health.